Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
I'm a little worried this morning about my fam. My mom and my sister and my two nephews are going to do a road trip today.
That's awesome.
They're leaving from New York and they're coming here to Toronto to enjoy the festivities for the weekend.
They're going to see some great things along the way on their route. Yep.
That's one way to put it. They're also going to have like nuclear war in the car. Trust me on that.
And they
go through these cycles where it's like they go 3 months on, 3 months off. They get into a little argument. And I think they're going to on this trip because my mom doesn't do road trips very well.
Oh.
And I'm like, if you want to take a road trip and have the worst time ever, you put her in the car because she doesn't like it. She has that little control thing where she thinks everyone's driving too fast, even if they're doing like 30 under the speed limit.
Is she doing the fake brake like I did with Adam?
There's a hole in the right side of the car, yes, from her going, the brake every time.
But you know, that's a kind of a mother's thing. But does she criticize out loud or
all the time, criticize out loud. She does the jump, slow down.
Okay.
Will you want to kill me? Yeah. All that stuff. And I'm just like, Mom, I'm not going to kill you. Can't take road trips with her. You can't really take trips with her if she's not driving. And there's certain people that you just can't have trips with.
Sure.
Because it just messes everything up.
It does. I mean, it's a challenge with your mom for sure. And even though you love her, but you go, you know, I'm not going to go, hey, let's go on this road trip. You're not going to sign up for that right away. Maybe you just want to send her a plane ticket and arrive at the airport. But there's some people that I have traveled with, like for many, many years in my life, that I thought, okay, let's go on this trip. Like when I was in university, this is a good trip. And this girl would complain all the time. And I thought, we're still friends.
Yeah.
She lives in the States, but it's like, I can't take a trip with you anymore because everything was a problem. Or somebody that you want a trip with, not that you're spending a lot of money, but it's too expensive. Let's share it. I'd like, that, you know,
it just kills the vibe when you get.
I remember going to a trip to New York, I don't know how many years ago it was. And this person, who's really not my life anymore, but we decided to go on a trip because she has a zest for life, and so do I. And so she booked the cheapest hotel room in New York. The cheapest. It was so. And I thought, wait a minute, you travel worldwide, and you go on a trip with me, and why are we kind of doing?
And she's pen and pitching your whole experience.
Pen and pitching. And I thought, no, I'm not doing that anymore. And it was just like, okay, I have done all these trips this year. This trip, I want to go to New York with you. But she's saying, but we have to do it, you know, like the cheapest way we know how to do it. That's when I said, I'm not doing this anymore.
There's just certain people that don't make good travel buddies.
Yeah, they're still friends, but they're not good travel buddies.
It's too different. The two people are too different.
Sure.
And traveling is a very intimate situation.
Right.
You've got to make all these decisions together.
Yeah.
You got to decide on tastes and temperaments and even pace.
You have to be travel compatible.
Travel compatible.
Yeah.
You have to know that you like the same things. You're going to want to see the same sights or not see the same sights. You have to like the same types of food. You have to want to spend the same amount of money. It's tough.
Issues can't be like money issues. It has to be agreed upon a little bit. Let's do this. We know it's going to be expensive, or let's do this. It is camping.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whatever the extreme is.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have one spendthrift and one frugal.
Right.
Doesn't work.
On one trip.
It's not that there's anything wrong with one or the other. It's just that you can't do it together.
It's a conflict.
Have you ever stopped being friends with somebody after taking a trip together?
Maybe I have.
Maybe
I have.
I would love to hear about that. Text us to 104.5. 36. I'm suspecting that my mom and sister will not be friends after their trip this weekend.
Deal with it, Jamar.
Yeah, I'll have to do all the cleanup. And it's Caravan Week and people taking all types of road trips. There are going to be a lot of friendships blown asunder after this weekend.
Right.
You make a good point, Marilyn. We were talking off the air that it's a really good barometer when you are dating somebody or in a relationship.
Right.
When you take a trip,
mm-hmm.
How's it go? If you guys are able to get through those situations, you have a lot of decisions to make, close quarters, close proximity, and just that
packing style,
mm-hmm. living style.
Mm-hmm.
it can make or break a relationship of many types, family, friends, lovers. And that's what we're talking about right now. The time that you took a trip with somebody and it completely ruined the relationship afterward. Texter says, in my experience, trips of any kind that involve three people always go bad. Went on a cruise and a road trip to Cape Cod and a weekend in Chicago. After each one, the three of us no longer speak to each other.
No. Yeah. Because they think it's the numbers involved. Three.
I think so. Three.
Three's
a crowd.
Yeah.
Two agree, one's the out.
Well, I'll tell you something. On a side note to that, I love my sisters very much, but when the three of us get together, it's not good. So yeah. I said to them, I'm better with you guys one-on-one than I am with the three, because somebody always gets left out or somebody feels like they are not involved enough.
Two's company, three's a crowd. Yeah, actually, this texter goes on to say, actually, we were lucky to come back alive.
Created
an imbalance of decision-making. It's always two against one.
Yeah.
If all three are not totally okay with it, disaster.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No one's happy.
And with the long weekend, something to think about. Are you going on a trip with the right person?
Oh,
we have Heather on the line. So your friendship wasn't the same after this destination wedding, Heather?
Yeah, so we went away for my friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Good friend of mine, best friend. I was maid of honor in her wedding. She was maid of honor at my wedding the year before. It was a huge party. So there was, I don't know, about 30 people, I think, in total that were there. She was very much wrapped up in her relationship with her new beau and his family, and I guess trying to impress them. And essentially, she basically gave everybody the cold shoulder, didn't involve any of us in any of the events, any of the dinner parties.
And you came down to see her to get married?
Yeah.
Were you a part of her wedding party, too?
I was her maid of honor, yeah.
No wow. way! So, what's the status now of this friendship?
Don't talk to her.
Wow. How long were you friends?
Well over 20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
It all blew up over this one wedding, this wonky wedding experience.
Yeah. It was a horrible experience. All of her family had the same thoughts as I did. I mean, we talked a lot during the week that we were there. And
had you not taken that trip, you guys would probably still be friends today.
Good possibility.
That's crazy. That's
right,
crazy.
Right.
That's a little perspective for us. Thanks for the story.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
It's one of those deals where you can't bail because you're already on the trip, so you have to suffer through this terrible experience you're having with somebody who you probably shouldn't have been on the trip with anyway.
It's like you're on a cruise ship or you're in a hotel room sharing it with somebody, or you're on an island somewhere, and it could be not on an island at all, but you're stuck.
You feel like you're on an island.
And how about this for Heather, like knowing that she's going to be maid of honor, all this excitement, the planning, the going and whatever, and then being shut out. And then not even on the horizon would she think that 20 years of friendship would have gone down the tube. Like, that's terrible.
Here's an interesting one. And they said that this person went to Cuba with seven women. And they said, seven, you say? Odd number? Well, that's because a friend that I didn't want to have attend the trip invited herself. But I felt pressured and I couldn't say no. And this friend, who was in a long-term relationship, and the person writing to us is single, said that she was on the prowl when she was there. She was like a shark. Whenever I chatted with a guy, she would get their attention away from me. And she wound up cheating a few times on the trip. She was a messy drinker. It was embarrassing. We had to babysit her. And I blasted her when we got back because she had ruined the trip, which took me so many years to plan and never been the same between us.
Aww.
And you know what's interesting?
What?
Do you guys ever have those friends who invite someone new into the mix?
Yes.
Or they invite themselves?
Yes.
It's never good.
It never is.
If you're on a trip, one new person changes that dynamic.
It sure
entirely.
Does. Yeah. Because you guys have a relationship amongst each other. This other person coming into the mix, it's like, we can't make the same jokes around them.
Yes.
We can't say the new thing around them.
Yeah.
Messes everything up.
Yeah,
it does.
There'll always be that one nice friend who's like, you know, I mentioned it to so-and-so and they really want to come. And I'm thinking, well, I have to say yes now, but this changes everything.
Yeah.
I would love to know if there's anyone getting ready to go on a trip with some people for the long weekend. Give us a call.
You should be happy
today.
About this, but you've got regrets, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then check back in with us on Monday and let us know if you guys are still friends.
Yeah. When you've got that thing in your stomach going, it's probably an...
Oh, you can see it coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can. All right, well.
You're right about that mix, putting a third person in the mix.
Yeah.
It changes the dynamics. It's better when you add somebody that's in a bigger group. Yes.
Choose wisely. Or figure out what your eject button will be on this situation this weekend.
Let's
Let's get into it. The E-Talk Entertainment Update with the Gossip Queen herself. What's up, Lainey?
Good morning.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good because I get to talk about my obsession. I am obsessed with this couple. That would be Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
And we can call them a couple now, officially, I think, yeah?
I think that you'd have to be really stretching to be like, I'm not sure, with all the kissing photos in Miami in the pool and on the beach. And so people are talking about them and still figuring out like the genesis of this relationship. They've been friends for a long time. Then Señorita comes out. Then we see the video, and the video is hot. But she was dating somebody else. And so apparently, according to sources, it did start out, quote, as a fling. So it was like a summer love thing. Hey, they're young, beautiful, it's summer.
Sure.
We've all been there.
Sure.
I have, certainly.
Sure.
And so it started out as a fling, but they're getting more and more serious, as evidenced by the fact that she's practically on tour with him at this point.
I know. Wow. I heard like her mom and sister went to see him perform. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's getting serious.
Well, when you're, and I get it. I think that for most of us, we can relate to when you first fall for someone, you want to be with them all the time, but we're civilians. We have jobs. We may not have the resources to just, you know, leave everything and just kind of like throw yourself into it. But they don't have those challenges.
Right.
And she can go and follow this through and see what this summer turns into. Hopefully, like, you know, true love forever.
You know what's funny? Yesterday on the show, Marilyn took apart this. Was it Señorita we took apart?
No, the other song. I can't wait to.
If I can't have you.
Marilyn took the lyrics and deduced that song was probably about Camila.
That is about her because they're texting each other.
Yeah.
He's staying away on purpose because he knows that she's with somebody else. But everything he does, he thinks about her.
I love it.
Song was absolutely written for her.
That was the best breakdown I ever heard, ever.
Great theory. Anyway,
I'm trying to be you.
Whatever it is, I mean, if like we know they're together, but the depth of it will play out. But I can't wait.
You remember when you were on my show a couple of weeks ago? I said I don't think so. I think it's just selling the single. Now I'm one of those people.
You're a believer.
Yeah. Now what about this Tom Cruise situation?
Okay, so here's the backstory. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes split up in 2012. Yeah. They have a child together. Her name is Suri. She's 13 now. Tom was seen with Suri, you know, the year after, maybe once or twice, but he has not been seen with Suri since 2013.
Hmm.
And so a lot of people have theories about why, and all of them point to Scientology. According to a former Scientologist, this person left the church. Her name is Samantha Domingo. She said that the reason why Suri and Tom Cruise don't have a relationship is because the church forbids it. And so that's her position.
Did she say on what basis?
Well, we've heard about the church not being like big on you being friends and spending time and marrying people who are no longer with the church or not Scientologists. Right. Like you just want to like have your inner circle be all members of the church. And lots of former church members like Leah Remini have talked about the fact that, you know, the church actively, allegedly discourages you from keeping up relationships and connections from people who leave, especially. So that is, and Katie Holmes is not a Scientologist.
Which surprises me from the get-go because he knew that was the case with Scientology.
But then she became a Scientologist and then for whatever reason, they broke up. She left him and she left the church.
Did not realize she became a Scientologist.
Yeah.
Okay, well, very good. E-Talk is on tonight at 7 o'clock with Lane.
Yes.
Very interesting story. I know. I feel for him a little bit, but then he could make a decision.
Feel for him. There is nothing on earth that could separate me from my child. Nothing.
And you know what? But
no one, no religion.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It may just be that they do spend time together and he's so private because he can be around very secretly. Maybe they do.
Yeah.
It's just that for all the speculation and all like the, you know, sinister attachments to it, you would think that he would do something to address. Anyway, they've denied it, but we'll see.
I hope you're right about that.
Thank you, Lainey. He talks on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV.
Yo, that just boils my blood. Just the thought.
I hope
that's not the fact.
I say I feel for him in that, you know, I don't think he's going to win no matter what the real outcome is.
Wow.
And I hope that she gets to know her dad. That's all.
Okay. Well, yeah. I reserve judgment. Everybody has had this level of buyer's remorse before where you go and buy something, you pay for it, and you're like, why did I buy this? Like, why did I even pay this price for it? Way overpriced. That's the question to you right now. What did you pay way too much money for? Tell us what it was and the price. Because income Iggy Azalea, whose name we haven't heard in a while, Iggy Azalea was at a hotel in Vegas, which is the home of overpriced everything, overpriced drinks, overpriced parties, overpriced food, all of that. And she ordered room service. And her Vegas hotel included the room service with a grilled cheese and knife and fork at the service court. They charged her on her receipt an additional $10 for silverware.
What?
And the total price for that grilled cheese was $64.
What?
Now, let's just really think about that for a second.
I feel better about my spending choice now, too.
Really? Do you have one?
Yep.
A $64 grilled cheese, which included a $10 knife and fork charge. Why did I buy that? That's what Iggy Azalea was thinking. And then she put on Twitter, oh, but I got a complimentary bucket of ice.
Yeah,
well, at least the ice was free. But we all do this. You know, all those hotels, they way overprice that food. The little candies, the gummy bears.
Right, right.
Like $10 for a box of gummy bears that really, really cost a dollar.
You know, when you are, I know a lot of people that order from children's menus.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that's just enough, right? So if you look at some of our finer hotels here in Toronto, the children's grilled cheese sandwich with French fries is $11.
What?
It's $11. It's a lot of money. It's $11.
You know what you could with that $11?
Yeah.
You can buy like an entire block of cheese.
Sure. And crackers.
An entire loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And an entire bag of French fries.
Yes.
With just $11.
And in some of these hotels, the refrigerators are so stocked with alcohol that you can't even slide a brick of cheese. Don't think I haven't tried. A brick of cheese, you know, right in between the vodka and the pop. Slide that sucker in there because I want to have that cheese and crackers that night. So it's expensive.
I don't know why we do. Yeah. And then we end up paying for it and we do it anyway. It's, well, even when you go to amusement parks, same deal.
Yeah.
Go to amusement park, a burger's like almost $10.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of what I bought the other day. What did you get the other day that was you had remorse about?
It was cherries.
Oh.
So you know how like Bing cherries, they're in season?
Yeah.
And so they're everywhere right now in grocery stores. And I always just grab them. And the stores are sneaky. They pre-package them for you into like a little thing so you don't do it yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so it's heavier. There's more in there. And I think it's just produce. I didn't look at the price. And I get to the counter and my bill is higher than I thought it would be. And I look at the register and I see that these darn cherries were $22.
$22 for cherries?
No, they were not.
They
$22.
You know what?
Holy smokes, Caitlin.
My inner monologue is like, what in the world?
Like, this is capitalism at work.
Get rid of these. Don't buy these. You can't afford these cherries. But I get too embarrassed. I didn't want to be like, no, that's ridiculous for cherries. Take those away. And I just paid for it.
And that's the problem. You don't want to be the person at the register making a beep about the price.
I didn't want to be the cranky person. But anyways, and I wound up Googling why cherries are so expensive and looking into the market factor of cherries. Like, I just shouldn't have bought them. Anyways, they were delicious.
Really?
You know, I have obsessions with funny cards. You know, you go
like
to a gift
greeting cards?
Yeah, gift cards. Not necessarily birthday cards, just kind of dirty, funny, you know, quirky, you know. And I bought a couple in Ohio this weekend, and I went up to the cash register and did the thing, and it was $43.
See?
And I went, yeah, but they're funny. And my head, and I walked away, and I said to my girlfriend, Nancy, I have so many cards at home. Why am I doing this? I give them randomly. They're not really birthday. I'm really mad at myself for doing that. The other thing I'm mad at is green pea. I purchased green pea, you know? And I parked, I thought, why is this so outrageous? And I parked overnight. Like, I've done that, but there's no turning back on that. And I have regrets. I almost want to leave my car there so that I have served the purpose.
So you can use the, what your yeah. value on it?
So that's, yeah. I've overpaid, for
I mean,
sure.
For me, it would, I mean, just look at my credit card. It's any amount of clubs, any amount of drinks at a bar. I mean, like,
yeah.
$10 for a drink. You could buy the whole bottle of alcohol for
yeah.
$10 or $15.
Yep. Oh, I know.
It's when you, ridiculous.
When you buy like Tito's at the LCBO
yeah.
and you see how much it is at your finer restaurant.
Someone's getting rich off of you.
You should almost want to put a Mickey in your bag.
Exactly.
I'll just have club soda, please,
don't,
and a lemon.
Don't think I have them.
Okay. And go out to dinner with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Send me some money.
Guys, they have gotten us to overpay for everything. I was in the Eaton Center yesterday with one of my boys who's in town, and we were talking about this. Like, you walk through the men's section, and now they're designer socks.
Yeah.
$30 for socks.
Yeah.
Socks. One pair of socks.
Try to pay for nylons.
Really?
Oh, well, you know, how much are those? You're going to do that. But they can be up to $50.
Someone else wrote in and said they spent $350 on two bras.
Three bras?
Two bras. And bras are expensive.
How much?
That's very fancy.
Right.
And then someone else wrote in, they have another mall story, and they said they wound up at a specialty tea store. Right?
Uh-huh.
You don't think tea and really expensive normally.
Specialty tea, T-E-A.
They wind yeah. up spending $120-something dollars.
On tea?
What?
Tea?
They bought a whole bunch of tea?
Yep. Basically said, exactly. It was loose leaf tea. So whatever the sales associate showed them, they said, yeah, I'll take it, not realizing how much they were getting. So once they were at the register, they said, oh, that'll be 120 blank. And the person thought, what the heck did I just do? But they couldn't say anything because it was all individually packaged with different amounts.
She had done that already.
Guys, yep. Let's really break down what it is. It's boiled leaf water.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's boiled water.
Now, let me ask you this. We all succumb to this kind of stuff, and I know we're going to continue this conversation, but I do have friends that will stand there and say, there is no way I'm paying for that. And they'll make a big deal of it. I'm not one of those people.
Yeah, I know.
I just kind of go, no, it's okay. I'll just take it right now. It's all right. That's all right. How much? Okay, $1,000? Well, whatever. And so it gets scary.
You cave in from embarrassment.
I do.
Because what they do is when you go to a restaurant and they bring out the wine list, hi, would you like one of our gorgeous wines? Here's the wine flight. And then you get the wine, like this texter says, I stopped over and got some wine, realized that I was drinking a $32 glass of wine. And it's like, what do? Look like the classless person? Go like, I'm not paying for that. Or you go, okay.
It's delicious. And if it's not delicious, you'll have to drink it. You want to go to the phones?
Yeah, sure. But a quick shout out to Billy Bishop Airport where they're like charging $32 for sandwiches. We know what's going on over there, guy. All right, we're not going. I'm not going anymore.
All right, Isabel, what did you overpay for?
So I was at the One of a Kind show, and I saw a very nice blouse that I really liked. And I tried it, and it was beautiful, and it fit me. And I had in my mind, like, okay, it's One of a Kind, so it's probably a little more expensive, like maybe $100. So I hand him my card, he puts it in the machine, and then turns the machine to me, and it's over $300.
How did you get, how did that happen?
I did ask for the price before I said I was buying it.
Wow.
Did you buy it anyway?
Of course she did.
Well, I was really embarrassed.
Of course
like,
she did. That's what I said.
Oh, my God.
She did.
But, yeah, I bought it anyway. And, yes, I love this blouse. It's beautiful. I probably don't wear it nearly as much as I should during the price that I pay.
So funny.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, Isabel. Wear it at least twice a month and amortize it because if you just save it, you know, you might as well shadow box it and put it up on the wall. So just wear it, honey.
It's a collectible.
Wear it. Yeah, wear it. It's not a jersey, a retired jersey, right?
It's the most expensive piece of clothing I own. I didn't even pay that much for my wedding dress.
Oh,
all right.
My
so
goodness.
Here's the deal. Tomorrow, you get a nice, a funky pair of jeans on, some running shoes, and wear that blouse, and you are in it.
And maybe I'll send you a picture.
Yes. Oh, that'd even be better. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Wow. We all do it.
I know. Now I'm thinking about past. I've had a couple retail regrets. Let me tell you.
And I should say special shout outs to concert ticket prices.
Yes.
Oh my goodness!
Fortune, we're getting lots of those. And the cost of beverages in nightclubs. Somebody texted in and said they paid €75 for a scoop of ice cream in a bowl at a nightclub in Greece. One scoop of ice cream.
How much?
€75.
Oh my God.
You know how many Canadian dollars that is?
Yeah, they said drinks were 47 euros each, but the alcohol is like 3/4 cranberry juice, 1/4 booze.
Hey, don't let it be a hot day in Greece that day. Your ice cream, your money is literally melting in front of you.
Wow, that is something. And see, you don't forget those prices, do you?
Oh, we can go on and on for this forever. Cosmopolitan's biggest ripoff ever. A price of the whole bottle of alcohol costs the same as one Cosmo.
These purchases haunt people.
They do. They really do.
All right.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
A selfie drone called the AirPix is trending. It's the latest technology in cell phone photography. And basically, it is a small drone, very small drone, that connects to your phone using Bluetooth. And it follows you around and takes photos and videos of everything you do. It's palm-sized. It has a 12-megapixel camera.
Wow.
And you use the app that's associated with the drone to take HD video and photos of you.
Brought to you by the Kardashians. Does it have a lighting kit with it, too?
Like, what is this going to mean for cameramen?
That's a good question.
When they do these drone footage when there's something like, floods or whatever, I often think about cameramen that are kind of put out of work.
Mm. Well, yes and no.
Yeah?
Drones, there's a skill to actually what they call flying a drone.
Okay.
So, a lot of cameramen or camera people are going to have to retool their tool belt to, you know, not just operating Steadicam or camera, but also flying drones.
Okay, so
more of the public is learning how to do that too.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
So this doesn't rely upon anyone being skilled in drone operation whatsoever. It has facial recognition software in it, so you can set it to just follow you wherever you go. You can control it with hand gestures.
Oh.
It even has the ability to stream live on social media, and it's met its crowdfunding goals, so it's moving on to the production phase. And this thing is equally intriguing people and horrifying them on social media because they're worried about little drone buddies following everyone around, filming you when you're not aware of it. What could this mean for privacy? But also, is it kind of amazing?
It's kind of scary, to be honest with you. But it's kind of cool, too.
It is kind of cool. It really could change things for a lot of television and production.
Or just even these social media influencers. Yeah. Can you imagine seeing guys or girls walk around parties and they're walking around like, hey, I'm at the club. I'm on Queen West shopping. And there's just like a little camera flying above their head.
Here's a business for us.
Sure.
So that goes through. But where are you going to park your drone? We should do little parquets.
Zone parking lots and charging stations?
Wait.
I didn't say that. Shh.
Because really, where are you going to put them? You can't put them in your clutch bag.
Well, this one is palm-sized. So the bigger ones
I could
probably
break a wing in my purse. I got lipstick in there. I've got my iPhone.
Another kind of trending, heartwarming story that has a lot of people talking this morning is surrounding a 107-year-old woman from the Bronx who just had her birthday. And her name is Louise Signor. And she is delivering us the soundbite of the morning. So her birthday was on Wednesday. Her friends and neighbors throw her this big party. Over 100 people show up, including some local news cameras. They're there to celebrate the big day. And the reporter on the scene asks Louise, what is your secret to living a long life?
Okay. I think the secret of 107, I never got married. I think that's the secret. My sister says, I wish I never got married, she says.
Oh, there's got to be more to this interview. I want more from her.
Isn't this
I never
great?
Got married.
Does
of
see
course she's living
getting married?
Longer.
And she throws her sister right under the bus.
Right. Oh, jeez. So marriage takes years off your life, eh?
I guess that's what Louise thinks. I mean, she's got 107 years under her belt.
Oh. Good to know.
That's
good
funny.
Good to know. Yes.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.